Good evening. You're listening to the Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lenkos, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We're here for every Sunday night for approximately 2 hours of fine modern mainstream jazz. We'll take a break for the news at the top of the hour for about 5 minutes, and we'll be back with a second hour, so we hope you'll stick around. Tonight is our second installment highlighting the piano artistry of Wynton Kelly, who is a fine pianist that first came to recognition nationally with the Miles Davis Quintet from 59 to 63. And then in 63, he broke off with the rhythm section of the quintet with Paul Chambers and Jimmy Cobb on bass and drums, respectively. And then they worked together for quite some time. Well, here's this trio in Seattle, Washington, live at the Penthouse in April of 1960. And they're doing a fine ballad by Tad Dameron, If You Could See Me Now.
Thank you.
Wynton Kelly live in Seattle at the Penthouse Jazz Club. And that was a composition that was made famous by another pianist, Tad Dameron, called If You Could See Me Now. And that was our highlight artist, Wynton Kelly, backed by his rhythm section of Paul Chambers. And the drummer is on that particular track is Jimmy Cobb.
Well, I'm going to start off with a group led by tenor saxophone artist Eddie Miller. And this is from a Delmark CD entitled Eddie Miller with the Johnny Varro Trio. So Eddie's backed here by Johnny Varro on piano, Ray Leatherwood on bass, and Gene Estes on drums. And they're going to do a tune written by Harry Owens and Vincent Rose entitled Linger a While. Thank you. there was Linger a While, featuring Eddie Miller on tenor sax, Johnny Varro on piano, Ray Leatherwood on bass, and Gene Estes on drums. That was recorded at a club named Mulberry Street in Studio City, California, and it was released on the Delmark label in 1995. The CD was entitled Eddie Miller with the Johnny Varro Trio.
Well, next up is our highlight artist, pianist Wynton Kelly, from a VJ LP that was burned, of course, into a CD later. And this is a neat little swinger called On Stage. And Wynton is backed up by, on this particular track, his regular bass man, Paul Chambers. But instead of Jimmy Cobb on drums, we find the ever-present swinger, Philly Joe Jones. And they're doing a little thing called Sassy, or On Stage, I'm sorry, On Stage.
We'll be right back.
neat little swinger by a highlight artist of the week, pianist Wynton Kelly, called On Stage from his album Sunday My Prince Will Come on the VJ label, ably assisted by Paul Chambers on bass and Philly Joe Jones on drums. That was from a VJ album cut back in about 1960.
Well, next we'll hear from a group co-led by Marty Gross and Keith Ingham. This is from a CD entitled Unsaturated Fats on the Stomp Off label. Now, Fats is purported to have written at least close to 500 tunes, many of which became instant hits and later standards that many other artists performed with. But this CD, as the title alludes to, contains some of the ones that went to obscurity rather quickly. The group is led by Marty Gross on guitar and Keith Ingham on piano, and we have Joe Maranil on clarinet. And this is a tune that Fats collaborated with Andy Rassoff and Harry Brooks, and then they entitled it Dixie Cinderella. Thank you. That was Dixie Cinderella, one of Fats Waller's lesser-known collaborations. Featured Marty Gross on guitar, Keith Ingham on piano, and Joe Maraney on clarinet. That was from a CD on the Stomp Off label, released in 1990, entitled Unsaturated Fats.
As I noted at the top of the hour, our highlight artist, Wynton Kelly, usually had a trio with Paul Chambers on bass and Wynton and Jimmy Cobb on drums. But once in a while, he'd get together with one of Indianapolis's finest guitarists, Wes Montgomery, and work a gig. And they did work a gig at the Half Note Jazz Club in New York City in November of 65. And they play an item that was written by Wes Montgomery called 4-on-6. Thank you. was a highlight artist of the week, Wynton Kelly, from his Verve LP, Smoking at the Half Note. That's a Half Note was a jazz club in New York City. And he's backed up by a rhythm section of Paul Chambers and Jimmy Cobden, which is his regular working trio. And added to that trio was one of Indianapolis's finest on guitar, Wes Montgomery. And that was a little thing written by Wes Montgomery called 4-on-6.
Well, next we'll hear from Errol Garner. This is from a Columbia LP entitled Gems. And as the title indicates, it's a compilation of his previous work. On this particular track, Errol is backed up with Wyatt Ruther on bass and Eugene Fats Hurd on drums. The tune they're going to do was a Latin tune written by Alberto Dominguez for the marimba. It was first made popular by Artie Shaw in 1940, and later on in the 50s, several vocalists picked it up and worked it over, and the one that sticks to my mind the most was Edie Gourmet. This is Errol Garner doing Frenesi. And there was Frenesi featuring Errol Garner on piano, Wyatt Ruther on bass, and Eugene Hurd on drums. That's from a Columbia LP released in 1954 entitled Gems.
Now we're going to do something by Gwen Kelly from his Xanadu label. And this is also recorded. This is a different label than the Verve one we played, Live at the Half Note. This is on a Xanadu label, Live at the Half Note, with the rather auspicious rhythm section of Whitney Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums as regular group. And this is a lovely ballad written by Willard Robeson, who was noted for his kind of nostalgic ballads. And this is Old Folks. That was Whitten Kelly, our highlight artist of the week, on a Xanadu CD, cut live at the Half Note in New York City in June of 65. And that's a beautiful ballad that was written by Willard Robeson, which is a favorite of jazz musicians down through the years. And it was a great, lovely rendition of that particular composition, backed up by, Whitten was backed up there by Paul Chambers and Jimmy Cobb.
Well, next we'll hear from a group led by tenor saxophone artist Jimmy Heath. This is from a Verve LP entitled Little Man, Big Band. And this is a 21-piece group. We'll hear three soloists on this track. On guitar, Tony Perrone, and then Jimmy on tenor sax, and Roland Hanna on piano. It's a tune that Jimmy wrote entitled Gingerbread Boy.
Thank you.
And that was Gingerbread Boy, a tune written by Jimmy Heath, featuring Jimmy there on tenor sax, along with Tony Perrone on guitar, Roland Hanna on the piano, and others backing them up, from an LP entitled Little Man, Big Band, released on the Verve label in 1992.
Well, for the better part of the last hour, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We're going to take a quick break for the news for about 5 minutes. We'll be back for a second hour, so stick around. We're going to close it out with Wynton Kelly and Wes Montgomery doing Unit 7.